In August of 2001, President Bush drew a line in the sand, declaring no new embryonic stem cell lines would be eligible for federal funding. His goal was to address an ethical issue by preventing the destruction of embryos in the quest for medical breakthroughs. UW researcher James Thompson has pioneered the use of stem cells to grow everything from blood to nerve cells. He says the president's policy is putting off the day when the research will really bear fruit. He's convinced even conservative opponents of the research will agree with the need to lift the funding limits.
If you really explain what the research means, even very conservative, religiously conservative individuals support the work. So I do believe that we will be able to go forward eventually with public funding in a way that's appropriate. If this is as important as everybody believes it is, the slower we are, the more people will suffer needlessly.
Thompson says a key breakthrough will come this year using privately funded cell lines that will solve a problem the federally funded lines can't. His lab and others are on the verge of eliminating the threat of cross-species contamination from the mouse cell cultures now used to grow human embryonic stem cells. He says that makes federal funds even more important because it will make new cell lines a better bet for creating new therapies.
If I were a patient and I had a choice between the existing cell lines and those derived under these new conditions, the new conditions would be safer.
Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin agrees. There was news last week that 16 of the 78 stem cell lines approved for federal funding have died out or failed to reproduce. She says that makes federal funding for new lines even more urgent. She and several others in Congress will send a letter to President Bush this week calling for a change in policy.
We simply cannot afford not to aggressively explore the possibilities that stem cell research can unlock. There is just too much at stake.
A spokesperson for the Christopher Reeve Paralysis Foundation joined Baldwin and Thompson in calling for a change in policy. Michael Manganello says a recent poll shows that public opinion has shifted on the key issue of using discarded embryos from fertility clinics for research.
The question was, could you stay a good Republican and support embryonic stem cell research, knowing that the leftover embryos were going to be destroyed? And the answer was the percentages were overwhelmingly yes. I think the thought leaders clearly in the conservative movement do not like embryonic stem cell research, but I think the rank and file American conservative, Democrat or Republican, can support this research and still consider themselves a good conservative.
Manganello notes that former First Lady Nancy Reagan has weighed in favor of embryonic stem cell research. The issue will likely come up in the presidential election. President Bush has said he has no plans to change the policy. Democratic candidate John Kerry has said one of the first things he'll do if elected is lift the current stem cell funding limits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.